Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for a refuah shleima for Yishai Dov HaLevi Ben Neri. And for Sarah Chan Shabbat Sahab Nechama. And for Chagai Ben Chana. And for Rabbi Tzvi Moshe Ben Eitan Avram HaLevi. And for Moshe Tzvi Ben Frida Simcha. And for Yehuda Ben Margalit Sarah. And it should also be schus for Daniel Simcha ben Chava Reizel for Zivu Kagun, and for Rivka Esther bas Eliyahu Peretz a Zivu Kagun b'mehera. We're going to be learning about war, Melchemes Mitzvah. What's the Hagdara of Melchemes Mitzvah, Melchemes Rishus? This is based on a lecture given in the Torah Shabbat Peh gathering once a year in Mosad Rav Kook. Hosts various Talmidei Chachamim who lecture on a specific topic, each one from their own perspective. And this is from they publish the lectures afterwards in the Torah Shabbat Peh journal. This is the 31st, and it's on page Ein Gimel, if you'd like to look it up. And it was said by Harav Avidan Shlita, and he's talking here about the Milchemet Shlom HaGalil. In the early 1980s, Israel fought a war called Milchemet Shlom HaGalil, and his question is Milchemet Shlom HaGalil considered a Milchemes Mitzvah? And also, what concerns me now, what interests me, is the present war of Israel in Gaza. Would that be considered a Milchemes Mitzvah? So let's see the Rambam. The Rambam says in the third paragraph in Hilchos Melachim, "Ezuhi Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes Shiva." The fifth paragraph, Halach Aleph, "Ezu Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes Shiva Amimin, uMilchemes Amalek, veEzrat Yisrael miYatzar Shabaleim." Milchemes Mitzvah is either fighting against the seven nations, fighting against Amalek, and helping the Jews from any enemy that comes upon them. So you see that a Milchemes Mitzvah isn't only when the Torah says, go fight Amalek, go into Eretz Yisrael and capture Eretz Yisrael, destroy the Shiva Amimin. No, a Milchemes Mitzvah is not just capturing land or defeating Amalek. Rather, it's even Ezus Yisrael Miyatzar Shabalehem. Even if an enemy is coming upon them, that defines, and defending themselves, that defines it as a Milchemes Mitzvah, a Milchemes Hatzalah. And Milchemet Shlom HaGalil is not a Milchemes Mitzvah Mitzad Kibush Haaretz, as is not the present war. They're not trying to capture Gaza. And even though it says in the Gemara that Hakol Modim Shemelchemes Yoshua Lichboshi Melchemes Chova, like it says in Sotah Mem Dalet Amid Beis, when Yoshua is going to capture, the question is it Dafka Yoshua or any Melchemes Kibush? But this war is not capturing. Medinas Yisrael announced they're not interested in capturing, so it doesn't have a Chalos of Kibush or Kinyane Kibush. There's no Kibush here, also in our present war. And even if you say that it's not a matter of Kavana, what matters is Lamaisa, but Lamaisa, they're not acting there like they would in a territory that was captured. The people of Lebanon were not asked to see themselves as if they were captured in captured territory. It says in the Yerushalmi and Shviyas, Perek Vav, Meseches Demai, Perek Hei, that even if a foreign army comes in and they're told to give taxes, it's like they were captured. But if they're not even Male Misim, that's not considered capturing. And it's Mashman there in the Rash Sir Lau that even Male Misim is a machlokas. But it's Pashat then that Milchama in Lebanon, Milchemet Shlom HaGalil, wasn't a Milchemet Mitzvah, it's Ki. I still remember the war, by the way. A little boy. It wasn't a Melchemes Mitzvah out Kibush. They weren't trying to be Kovish. And that's without getting into the question of a Melchemes Kibush Bizman Hazeh. Is it Rambam or Ramban? That's a nice topic for a shir in and of itself. Now, Maseches Sota is a Melchama Lemu'ute Akum Delei Laisi Alayhu. A war to prevent the Goyim from coming and attacking us. And that is not a Melchemes Mitzvah. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that if you're osik b'molchama l'ma'utei akum dolo laisi alayu, to stop goyim from attacking us, such a person is patur min ha-mitzvah. Medin osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. But even such a war is not considered a molchama schova. That a molchama schova means everybody goes out to this war. Filu chasin mi-chedro v'kala mi-chupasa. That's Rabbi Yehuda. He holds it's a Melchemes Mitzvah, but not a Melchemes Chovah. That everybody has to go out, that there are no Pturim. Now, what's interesting is that the Rambam omitted in the Yad, this Lemu'utei Akam Dolalaisi Alayu. Lecha Mishnah explains, Bedasa Rambam, that Be'etzim, he didn't omit it. He included it in what he wrote, that Olmechemes Rishus is a Milchama Haba Laharbos Bigdulaso V'shamo Shel HaMelech. In other words, to instill fear on the nations. That's how the Rambam defines Olmechemes Rishus. They shouldn't come and fight against the Jews. And that would therefore include the Mute Akum Delalaisi Alayhi. So the Rambam does include that. He does mention it as Olmechemes Rishus, like the Rabbanan in the Gemara. So from the Lecha Mishnah, it's Muchach that if we initiate a war, it doesn't mean that it's not a Melchemes Mitzvah. Because here it's a Melchemes Rishus, because it's to instill fear upon the surrounding people, or the Jewish people need Parnassa. So that would be considered a Melchemes Rishus. But there are other wars that are initiated by us that might still be a Melchemes Mitzvah. Like what? We know, we have Modi'in, we have information that the enemy is making serious preparations to attack. And within days, they're going to start shelling, bombing, mortars, airplanes, boats, the army, the navy, the air force, the marines. So in such an instance, going out to war against them, that's defined as laharbos bigdulaso v'shamo shel ha-melech, to increase the fear of the king. V'day shelo. So it's muchach that only if the purpose of the war is to prevent a war in the distant future, then it's going to be defined as l'mu'utei akum dolalaisi alayhi. But if the war is imminent, then it would be, now it wouldn't be a Melchemes Rishus. And so writes the Shiari HaKarabon, and the Talmud Yerushalmi, Sota Perakei Alach Vav, in relating to the Rambam, that Ezes Yisrael Miyad Sar Shebalem is a Melchemes Mitzvah. He says, Mika Laman Dormer Des Yisrael Miyad Sar Shebalem Lav Mitzvah He Tafil B'yachad Anir Dif Ike Asib L'Sei Latzila. Who can say that Ezes Yisrael Miyad Sar is not a Mitzvah? Even if a Yachid is being attacked, there's a Mitzvah's essay in a L'Sei to save him. It says, L'Sam Al Dam Reyecha V'Shevoselo Avedis Nefesh. So vad it's a mitzvah, and that it says in Sotim and Dalaram and Beis Lamute Akum Dololaisi Alayu, it isn't like the Rav Knesset Sagadola says Latzila Miyat Sar Shabaliyam, Ela Perish Osam Melchama Im Shchenov Sheyesh Lachush Sheberoyv Hayomim Yasu Ima Melchama. So this as you saw Miyat Sar Shabaliyam is not the Goyim attack. Rather, this Lamukei Akum Dalei Laisi Alayu means that you're afraid that in the distant future the Goyim are going to come and start monkey business, they're going to start attacking. But if they're attacking right now, it's imminent, that's not a Melchemes Rishus. So you see, you can have a Melchemes Mitzvah. Like the Rambam says, as is Shomei Atzor Shabbalim, when they're attacking, or they're about to attack. We also see a raya from Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Shin Chav Tesivav. It says, Goyim, who made a siege on Jewish cities, you go out and fight against them on Shabbos. Even if they haven't yet come, but they just want to come. In other words, we have information that they want to come. So it's mashma, this is a mitzvah to initiate a war against them, preemptive strike. We know they're about to get us. They say the Israelis had information before the Yom Kippur War, and for whatever reason they decided not to, people in charge. I don't know if that's true. I'm not a political scientist or historian, but if that's true, then that would have been a mitzvah. We know they're coming. You have to get them first. In the end, Hashem did nisim and neflos, Baruch Hashem. But it could have been bad. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Chashavis, Halach of Beis, writes that it's a mitzvah to help in such an instance. So it's not just a heter achavi machal Shabbos, it's a mitzvah. So this going out to these goyim who we hear are going to attack us on Shabbos is as a din mochama, it's a mitzvah. Otherwise you wouldn't be chayiv to endanger yourself, to save your friend. Rabbi Bleich in the Beis Yitzchok Journal Yotes has a very interesting article about the Melchemes Rishus, Melchemes Mitzvah. He says that whenever a Jew is in danger, it's a mitzvah to save him. So what's the difference between a Melchama and just saving Jews? Anytime anybody who's serving the army is Pashit, he's doing a mitzvah. The question is, he's doing the mitzvah of Melchama. Melchemes Mitzvah, but a mitzvah he's doing. How do you know he's doing a mitzvah? Because he's saving a Jew. So there are differences between just saving somebody and Melchama. One difference is, are you obligated to endanger yourself? If it's time saving somebody, so many poskim hold, you don't have to endanger yourself in order to save your friend. But if it's war, like the Menachas Chinuch says, there's no inyan of pikuach nefesh by war. The whole essence of war is endangering yourself. Also harming people who aren't rodfim. Harming an innocent population. If they're not rodfim. So if it's war, that's part of the war. But if it's just to save yourself from a rodef, then that's then it's, or save your friend from a rodef, it's not mutter. Akoponim, this inyan of the goyim wanting to attack on Shabbos and being mechal Shabbos, when it's a mitzvah, it's pashut, it's a mechemes, and it's, you have to endanger yourself. It's not just done like saving a yachid. From the Chazon Ish, we can learn that the Geder in Ola Simcha Chaf Beis, the Geder of Mukai Asim Dolesu Alayu, is similar to what the Achronim passing with respect to Bikuach Nefesh, that it's not considered Bikuach Nefesh if the Chol is not before us, meaning that a Mochama Lukai Akim Dolesu Alayu is not a Mochemes Mitzvah of Ez Yisrael Miyatzar Shabal Leim when it's not before us. We know that if the chol is not before us, we're not allowed to be. Not allowed to be over in Isser. Be machal Shabbos to do research. Maybe one day there's going to be a chola that's going to need this seder, but the chol is not lefaneinu. It's the same thing with war. If it's not lefaneinu, that's lemukei ato leleisu alayu. If it's just in the future, in the present, there's no memory of it, there's no indication, that's not called the Pikuach Nefesh. Sometimes we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Sometimes we think what's Hatzal is the opposite. And therefore, you're not. I ain't done in Mishvil Asidos Rechokos. So, as is Yisrael Miyatzar Shabalem, if it's imminent. So that would be a mitzvah, and if it's just something in the future, that's l'mukatim v'leisu alayu. We don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Talking about it. Now the Meiri seems like he tells a little bit differently. The Meiri says, "Lo nechlu el shenol chamim oivem machmas shireim mehem sheyavo aleim, o shenodol lehem shemechinam atzman lekach." So the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan Whether it's a mitzvah, it's talking about we're afraid they're going to come upon us, or we know that they're preparing themselves. So in the Sechel Sanhedrin, Samuel Zayin, Aval Shar Mechamas Shalosa Me'atzma Mitzad HaRatzon Okas Oyev. In other words, the enemy is angry and you're making war to push him away that he shouldn't come, or L'Archav is Gvulo, or L'Frasin Gvuras Arel Mechamas Rishus. So here it seems just Kas Oyev, just Nodo Shemechina Matzma L'Kach, that still is defined as a Mechamas Rishus. We said it's a mitzvah. But it could be that Mechina Matzma L'Kach is still long term. Kas Oyev is long term, it's not imminent. It's really not so clear even from the Meiri. The Rambam, in the third paragraph of Melach Melacha, he writes, "Hamavatel gzeres hamelach b'shvil shenes asik b'mitzvah filu mitzvah kala reza patur divrei rav, divrei evi, divrei ta'arav kodmim v'ein tzarech lomrim gazer hamelach levatel mitzvah shein shom." That if one was a mevatel, the gzeir of a melech, because he's also taking a mitzvah kali, he's putter, he's not rebelling against the king. You have to listen to Hashem. And certainly if the king says to be mevatel a mitzvah. The marker of the Rambam is Sechel Sanhedrin, Memtes, Amar Aleph, that he's not considered a morid b'malchus when he's mevatel haras a melech, if he does so, because he doesn't want to be mevatel the Torah. The Meiri says, "V'chol shabah mitzvah malchus levatel talmud Torah derabim v'lo asu." Ain zekedin marid klal v'gedolim mechayrim kosu ken afil mevatel gzeirus melchus shilsunus asik b'mitzvah kala. So you see that the Meiri is arguing with the Rambam. The Meiri says first that it's only bittel Torah berabim, you don't have to listen to the king. And then he says, "V'gedolim mechayrim," from the Rambam, that even a bittel mitzvah kala. Even if you're osik b'mitzvah kala, that's osik b'mitzvah harav, and therefore you don't have to do the mitzvah hamelech. Because mitzvah hamelech is the divrei avid. And it could be then that if one is osik in mitzvah hamelech, then that doesn't pater him from a different mitzvah, because mitzvah harav is always better than mitzvah habit. And therefore, a mevatel mitzvah kseris hamelech includes also melchamas rishus and also melchama akum delalaisi alayu. Because that's divrei ha'eved. And that could possibly explain why the Rambam omitted l'mutei akum delalaisi alayu. Like a Mishnah asked, why l'mutei akum, why is it omitted? And the Lecha Mishnah says that it's included in the Melchama Laharbas B'Shama of Gdulasa. The Chazanish doesn't like that teretz. Chazanish said it's explicit in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. Why did the Rambam mention it? But it could be that the Rambam mentioned it here. That a person's Mevatel Gzeres HaMelech B'Shul Shenes Asik B'Mitzvah Afil B'Mitzvah Kala. So since the Mutei Akam Dololaisi Alayu is only a Mitzvah HaMelech, one is allowed to be mevatel this l'mukhi atum d'leisalai to do a mitzvah of the king. So it proves that it's not a melchemes rishus. But that'd be a very, very vague hint. So I'm not really sure that that's the teretz. Now there's one very, very important point to make. And that is that even if we say that melchemes shalom ha'galil wasn't, and the present war, are not melchemes mitzvah, but once the war starts, once they're already fighting, now to get into the fray, certainly a Melchemes Mitzvah. Now it's Ezus Yisrael Miatzar Shabbale. Because once the war starts, the Jewish people are now in big trouble. We're now in danger. Sakana. Story about Rav Huttner, a famous story that his airplane was kidnapped. He's taken hostage, and the Talmidim of Rav Huttner wanted to ransom him. They got together a few million dollars and they wanted to give it to the Americans, to give it to the Arabs to free their rabbi. There were different rabbanim discussed it, and then they said, "No, it's you don't do that pidyon shvuyim. You don't pay more than the amount." But then the rishonim say, "But if it's pikuach nefesh, you are allowed to." And here was a matter of pikuach nefesh. So that was the discussion. But then Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky got up, and he said, "You're missing the point. The point is that we're at war here. This is part of the war." And Mimela, when it's war, you don't help the enemy. So we're not allowed to give them money. In the end, the Americans didn't take it. They weren't interested in asking the Shilas. And in the end, Baruch Hashem, Rav Huttner and the rest of the people on the plane were freed. But from here, Rav Schechter has a very interesting article in his Be'ikvei Hatzon, in Simon Mem Beis, where he says that since the Mohammed HaShechur, this is a constant, we're constantly at war. The war never ended. We're constantly defending ourselves. So therefore, what's going on now, once it already started, it's certainly going to be a war, and even before. It's always, it never ended. They never really validated our right to be here, the Arabs. So therefore, it would definitely be as is Yisrael Miyad Atzar. Now, the only thing is that the Rambam says that as Yisrael Miyad Atzar doesn't need a Sanhedrin, the king can do it on his own. The king can do it on his own. Today we don't have a king. So what are we going to do about that? That's a problem. So there's a famous Rav Kook in his Tshuvas Mishpat Kohen where he says today that we don't have a king anymore, the rights of the king, the power of the king is passed down to the nation. The samchuyot, the authority of the king, is given over to the Jewish people as a whole. So if the Jewish people as a whole decide to elect a certain government and to have them as their representative, they're representing the entire Jewish people, maybe they do have a din of the melech. Other people would argue with that. There's a raya for him in the Meshech Chachma, which is brought by Rav Yaakov Ariel in his Tshuvas. But Al Kolpanim, it will certainly have the status of trying to save Jews. Losanro Damriyecha, definitely. But it's likely that it also has the status of Milchama, certainly once the Milchama already started. So Rav Avidan concludes his lecture by saying as follows: Nira lechadesh begedon lechemet mitzvah she'ein mashmaotah milchama sheyesh ba mitzvah ela zoi milchama ba'alat ofi miyuchad shekedei liyached ota mishaar ha'milchamot higdiru ata kemilchemet mitzvah o milchemet chova. And milchemet mitzvah is not a milchama that is a mitzvah, rather a milchama that has a unique character, that in order to distinguish it from other wars, we call it a Melchemes Mitzvah, a Melchemes Chova. Like we see in the Gemara in Maseches Sota and in Rashi. And the proof for this is that we find two wars that are mitzvahs, but they're not called Melchemes Mitzvah. One is Melchemes Midyan. It says explicitly in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to go out to war. And yet it wasn't called a Melchemes Mitzvah. Why? Because Melchemes Mitzvah, the Rishon, the Ramban, the Chinuch, and others who hold that you're allowed to surround the enemy on all four sides. Melchemes Mitzvah, it was usher to surround them on all four sides. And from this we learn other milchamas that you're not allowed to surround all four sides. The second war that is a mitzvah to wage, even though it's not considered a milchamas mitzvah, is keneged ir nidachas, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Dalet above, beizin mitzuvin l'chol Yisrael, la'alos aleim l'tzavah, v'hein tzaren aleim v'orchei mimah milchama, ad shetibaka ha'ir. So you see, there's this mitzvah to wage war against this ir nidachas. So it's not in pashtus a milchamas mitzvah. You don't take the chasen from his nekala, from their chuppah for this. So you see that a milchamas mitzvah is not just a mitzvah, that war that it's a mitzvah to wage. It has a unique character that we call a milchamas mitzvah. So it could be that a milchamas mitzvah is an expression of the chiyuniyut habitchonit shel milchama b'mishor ha-kiyumi ha-lumi shel Am Yisrael. It's for the security and for the continued existence, national existence of Klal Yisrael. Like Abay Mulchemes Sheva Amimin, Mulchemes Amalek, Maran Rav Kook, whose Yortzeit is this week, writes in the second parak of Oiris that these were Mulchemos L'Kiyum HaUma. And so emerges from the famous Reb Chaim, who says that the Rambam didn't say about Amalek that they no longer exist, because Amalek isn't a race. Amalek is anybody who wants to destroy the Jewish people. They're included in Amalek. Hamas is included according to Reb Chaim in Amalek. Not clear if he said Halacha L'Maaser as an idea, but you certainly see the idea of trying to save the Jewish people. What's that? Why is that so miyatzar shebaaleihem? Why is that classified as a milchemes mitzvah also? Because it's for the existence of Klal Yisrael. So anything that has national ramifications is called a milchemes mitzvah. And therefore, even if a person is married and is in the first year of marriage, or if it's not a milchemes mitzvah, you go home. Therefore, such a person should maybe try to stay in the back, keep himself safe. But here, since it's a milchemes mitzvah, here we're fighting for our existence today, so mimela, he should go to the front lines. So if we're trying to defend ourselves against an intifada, which is really a hemshech of the original war, that would seem to be a milchemes mitzvah. And certainly once, we said according to the Chazon Ish before, once the war starts, it's a milchemes mitzvah. And it's certainly a mitzvah of saving other Jews. So we should all be zocha not to have a need for such mitzvahs, to be zocha v'kittu charvoisem liti mechanis v'sein l'mazmeros v'leisa goyal v'acher v'leimadu al milchama. And we should zocha to a time and asati shalom ba'aretz, that we should live in Eretz Yisrael in peace, and we should be zocha in Torah and avod and tefillah v'simcha b'tuv lev of merov kol, and not to have wars and chasim rachmana litzlan, injured people and korbanos that we've seen, that our heart breaks thinking about the families and the lives that were cut short. And we should be zocha lebias mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu amein v'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.